Okay, so at the Sesame Street Christmas party, what happens is the puppeteers all get together and they do a show. And but what happens is all of the people who work at Sesame Street, they bring their children to the show. And every year they bring their children, they regret bringing the children. And it's like clockwork. So I'm sitting there at this Christmas party one year, you know, and it's like, what a spread. I mean, the food is amazing. And they start the entertainment show, okay? So the first sketch has Big Bird out there on stage with Snuffleupagus. They were buddies on the show. You rarely see Snuffleupagus anymore, but so at any rate, they're talking with each other, just normal banter, and then all of a sudden Snuffy starts to cough. He goes, Big Bird looks at you, okay, you want to get some water? No, I'm fine. And he starts to, you know, choke a little bit. And Big Bird is like, I'm really concerned. And he can't even get the word concerned out. And Snuffy starts to retch. And he starts to go. And right there, he throws up a live kid. And parents' hands are going over their kids' eyes. And we're like, I sit back and I'm like, because they keep it secret. You don't see the rehearsals, you know? So, and it's just hilarious. I mean, so this live kid comes out of Snuffy and Snuffy goes, oh, that's better. And then right after that, and this is how awful it was, we had this another thing with Elmo. Elmo comes out and he goes, hi. And I can't do Elmo, so please forgive me, everyone out there. But he goes, hi. And all of a sudden he's talking to everybody, glad you're all here. And then all of a sudden his voice starts to change, you know. It gets deeper. He goes, you know, it's like somebody going through, you know, changing voice, like 12-year-old. Yeah. So, but he gets really animated and almost violent about it. So then eventually his throat is changing and he's gyrating all over the place. And then he falls underneath and then Elmo comes up slowly and he's got armpit hair. Then he comes up a little bit further and he's got pubic hair. And again, parents' hands are covering their kids' eyes. And we're all just laughing and shocked. And then, of course, just to top it off, the little girl character, Zoe, comes out, and she's somehow sprouted breasts suddenly. So it's like that was the end. But they do that constantly at these shows. They come up with these wild sight gags.
Are any of these on tape at all? Oh, there's like no cameras allowed.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. No, the only things I have some Barney bloopers on tape. But it's really funny, and it's just the nature of the. I mean that they spent so much time on these shows too, and they're just hilarious. And again, they weren't all R-rated, but there are these moments that just shock you.
Oh man, that's great. Yeah,
so,
thank you for telling us this.
Sure. I'll be happy to come back and tell you funny Barney stories too sometime.
Next time.